بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Oversleeping results in destitution in the hereafter. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the mother of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, O Sulaiman, do not sleep too much at night, that this will make one a pauper in respect of the hereafter. Note, the entire night should not be utilized for sleep. A portion of it should be for engaging in acts of devotion and ibadah, sleeping after the Maghrib Salah. Sayyiduna Abu Barzah Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam disliked sleeping after Maghrib Salah, that is before the Isha Salah. Note, sleeping after Maghrib could jeopardize the Isha Salah and one would probably not join the congregation for Salah. However, if a person is exhausted due to some valid reason, he could sleep on condition that he arranges for someone to awaken him. In his Sahih, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has entitled a chapter thus, Chapter Regarding Sleeping After Maghrib for One Who is Overpowered by Sleep, wherein he has regarded this as permissible as long as somebody is appointed to awaken a person timeously. It is narrated that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would sleep after Maghrib on certain occasions and people would awaken him for the time of Salah. Separate garments for sleeping. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he spent a night with his aunt Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was one of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wives. He noticed that when she prepared Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's bed, she placed a cloth at the headside. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned home after performing Isha Salah and used the cloth that was placed there as a lungi, that is the lower garment, removing his day's garments and hung them. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not perform Salah in the garment in which he slept. As a matter of precaution, one should not perform Salah wearing the garment that has been worn at bedtime. One may be unaware of impurities soiling the garment while sleeping. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك